minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 156. Tommy Jacket, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Actually, I'm freezing cold. I've done one of the things where I drive to get a coffee. First thing, it's 5:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. What time is it in Turkey?
I appreciate you getting up early. It's like 10:30 p.m. here in Istanbul.
I appreciate you potentially not getting your 8 hours.
Fine. I know. We'll see how I go. I did sleep on the 3 hour flight to Istanbul from Nice. What's going on?
So I'm in the car and I've pushed it. I'm on zero petrol in the car, and so I don't want to turn the car on to waste petrol because I will go straight after this to get some petrol. So I'm sitting in the car on Barclay Street in St Kilda. If you've got no idea where that is, doesn't matter. It's just another street. But I thought this would be good just to sit here because a bit of shit does go on. Like, at 5:30 a.m. is a weird time in the morning because there's either weirdos around or people getting up to start their day. And so St Kilda is an area where you get a lot of both of those worlds. So
are you seeing many people walking around?
Man, there's shitloads. I can see, like, one, this is a weird old lady standing with looks like she's going to the market. Oh, she's got a cigarette in her hand. A few tradies just getting their coffee. Girl on the left, she's in exercise gear. She would be walking to the gym for sure and then off to work.
It'd be fair to say that you're the only one in a car doing a podcast.
I've had a few weird looks by the butcher, who butchers start their day at 3 a.m. probably.
So you've actually driven to 7-Eleven and then you're waiting at the car park or something?
No, it's just, I'm just waiting on the main road, across the road from the establishment. And then I'm going to drive because the petrol station's closer. So I don't want to backtrek home because
How often do you go home though? Like, do you normally do the podcast there?
No, I usually do the podcast from my car park.
Okay, great.
That way I can just scoot up and get Brody out of bed as soon as I'm done.
Well, because episode 150, I actually, I didn't tell you this because it never ended up happening, but I tried to, I told Brie that for episode 150, whatever area that I was in, I was going to Uber Eats you the specific cuisine and we were going to eat it together.
So
I was in Turkey, I was going to get Turkish food. But it turns out at 5:30 in the morning, I was trying to get you pastries because I think I was in France at the time. And there was fucking, like, you can't get anything delivered on Uber Eats at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, no chance. Did we talk about the Uber Eats hack? I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. So
did you see
basically,
it?
Yeah, I saw. So for people who don't follow Tommy on Instagram, you were doing all these stories, but basically you were taking a code that was meant for, I guess, promoting the carpool service and you get $20 off, but you could also use that in Uber Eats and get $20 off the order.
It was genius. I ordered because, you know, they've got the $5 fee for delivery. So I had to get it under $20. So I had to find one thing under $20 if I didn't want to spend a cent. And I did. I found 500 milliliters of ice cream and I had that delivered. And it was a nice treat for Amy and I. But I wanted to speak to you about that because I was thinking, do you think, like, that's a big, it's either a big stuff up or an intentional, you know, promotion. Like, you got me talking about it. People were messaging me, what's the Uber code? Like, it's a good piece of marketing. Do you think it's a mistake on their end or clever marketing on their end?
Nah, my guess would be that it could be just a restriction around how their coupon codes work.
Yeah.
And so they just have to roll the dice on those types of things.
Do you think it's an oversight, though? Before going in, they were like,
Nah, I don't know. I think that potentially, I think it probably would have pissed people off because my guess is that they've got these specific budgets. Probably, I mean, if really guessing, you would think that the Uber Eats department would be fucking wrapped because they're getting more orders. But you know what I'll do? I've got a friend who works in Uber. Who she used to basically, she works in the States at Uber. I'll ask her. I'll find out whether, and I'll close a loop whether it would have been an oversight, whether it's a strategic decision, or whether they just don't have the tech to be able to separate
it. It's crazy. They've got the technology to allow you to get fucking McDonald's chips delivered to you, but they couldn't work out the coupon code.
it wouldn't surprise me. But I've that reminds me, one of the things that I've been doing of late is trying to I think I want to get better at doing not random acts of kindness, that's not the right word, but just sending people flowers or sending people a gift card to say thank you. And there was probably maybe 4 weeks ago or something, I had this logo done by a guy that I know probably maybe 5 years ago. And I was at the radio station at the time, and I was like, it just so happened that it was related to like a travel website that I was wanting to start. And with all the traveling, I started thinking, I'm like, what ended up happening? Like, how did I get that logo done? What was the deal? And I went back to the email, and it made me cringe because I was like, hey, mate, I don't have any money. Like, I wouldn't have had any money. And I was like, I don't have any money for this project, but I'd be happy to like chuck you some like concert tickets or whatever that I get through the radio station. And I like finished up at the radio station probably soon after, and I got my logo. And I was thinking about it. I was like, oh fuck, I never gave him any tickets. I felt like I should do something. Go on.
Yeah, no one ever got tickets. It was unless you were kind of a bit higher up, or you got the dregs from the people that didn't want them at the radio station.
Byron, who I worked with, was a really good sort of leech. I'd say he was really good at sort of he was sort of in that perfect position where he was on air, but probably not making what all of the big names were. So he was still fucking leeching as much as he could off getting free tickets and shit like that.
He was on the 50K plus super plus tickets.
Exactly. So I went to Coldplay with Byron and stuff like that. But so that was a plan. I was like, when I get free tickets, I think because I was on the National Drive show, and we had good producers like Leon Shergren, who we've had on the show. He was very good at handing that shit out.
Yeah.
So what I did probably like after 5 years, I ended up thinking, what can I get this guy? Like, I feel like I just want to give something because I'm not the sort of dude who just expects people to do shit for free.
Yeah.
So
it has vibes of Alcoholics Anonymous making the call to people to apologize for the actions that they've taken.
Maybe. It could have had as much to do with me and having that closure as it was for him.
Yeah.
But so I just was like, I just sent him like $100 Uber Eats voucher. But the thing was, I used the email that I had of him for him at the time. And so I'm probably like 80%.
Hang on. Yeah. Did you send him a digital code for Uber Eats $100 voucher?
Yeah, with like, jeez. I only had like 100 and something characters to be able to write because I was going to be like trying to explain it. So I had to be really short. So I was like, hey, mate, thanks for the logo for like, here's an Uber Eats voucher.
And hang on, was this recently?
Yeah, this was a month ago. This was while I was away.
Gee, I can't believe you haven't brought this up.
I was just, because the idea was, I was like, I'm not doing this for any sort of like, because I did think about this. I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm like, I don't need to hear from, I don't need a thank you from him. I just want to be able to express that, like, hey, like, I appreciate that you did this work. And now that I do have the money to be able to pay for that stuff, I was like, initially, it was like a little bit more. Like, I was thinking, okay, how much would I have paid if I'd gotten it done? And then Bree's like, you're fucking crazy. The difference between sending him a $500 voucher and a $100 voucher isn't going to make a difference. So just crazy.
I'd be weirded out if I got a $500 voucher. I'd be like, this is kind of cool, but what? Like, $500? Here's the thing, though. Yeah. You don't know if he's got it. Or did he respond?
No. He didn't respond. So I'm just happy that the gesture's being done. Maybe it was just like his name at hisname.com. So I thought maybe one day he'll get an alert from Uber, or maybe, I don't know. But
okay, I've got another follow-up question for your mate at Uber. And this is in relation to what you're talking about. So you spend $100, and you send it off to some email that you don't know if it exists or not. So it might have gone to his junk. What happens to the $100? Because you pay Uber $100, and then what? Mm-hmm. Where does that money go? Like, from their end, is there a expiry date on the Uber code? Or
I think it's got like a 3-year expiry. So I thought, you know, he's got time with this sort of thing. But I was surprised that I didn't, because I hadn't really thought about it at all. And it just sort of randomly came up, which is why I did it. But I do feel like there is a, not so much of doing that, but I think that going forward, I really love when that stuff happens to me. Like, I've had multiple times over the last couple of years where friends have been like super generous and they've gifted something for something that I've done for them or whatever it is. And so I definitely want to try and make that just like have a side budget for like doing shit for people or sending them thank yous and things
like
that.
I think for the reality of most people on the ground, they feel, and I know I have, that I haven't been in a position to give, but I know that sometimes that's just a wrong attitude and an approach, because you don't have to be in a position of, you know, greatness to be able to give. You can, there's many ways to show appreciation, which it is right. I mean, we should.
I think it's just like even writing a card or things like that. Like I,
here's the thing though,
with
right?
The Daily Talk Show. Yeah, what were you going
to
say?
I think there's like, you know, say if someone gave me something, I wouldn't be that phased. For me, gifts are like, I almost think, oh, you didn't have to. Like, you know, it's like the love languages. How do you really feel love? Or how do you show your love? And I know for Amy, gifts are something she just loves. And it's like, I actually couldn't give a shit. I'm having my 30th birthday next weekend. Not this weekend.
You could write a book. You could write a book called The Seventh Love Language, which is just blowjobs.
The reality is, though, I don't care. I've got a birthday next weekend, and I don't care if I get anything. I want my friends there, and I want to be surrounded by people who I love and I care about. And so that's more.
Sorry, I can't be there.
I know. I actually thought about, should we get you on Skype? And but then I saw a meme on the Batuta Advocate where it's like all these people huddled around a phone. It's like that annoying friend that gets you to Skype with their best mate at a party or something like that. I was like, it's so true when they're like, hey, say hi to Josh. He's overseas. They don't even know who Josh is, who's overseas.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey,
I feel
Josh.
Like you would sort of position it in some sort of way where Josh is pretty sensitive, so I had to get him on Skype.
I don't know. I think, you can't go wrong with showing some kind of gesture of appreciation, but how it's received is something you can't control. So I think you're right. If you're doing it for the right reasons, which is, I'm thinking, is that become about you? Is there some level of this feeling good for you, which I'm sure it will, and it's okay if it does, versus them and what it does to them?
Absolutely. But I think that that's probably, like, I think that the realization that I've been having of late is just a bit sort of like, so what? Like, it's that thing of, I think that those conversations in our head around like, oh, maybe it looks like this or that. And then it's like, oh, actually, I think that that's okay. Like, I think it's okay to, you know, if we know in our heart that we're not doing it for, like, I think the common thing is like leverage. Like, oh, yeah, I'm building up leverage. And I think that I love doing stuff for people. And I think that's a constant worry that I have is that, I don't want it to be, appear as leverage. Like, I don't expect, I'm doing this thing for you, but I'm not expecting. But I definitely have that other version of me, which is like, I remember I had one mate where I'd like spent maybe 300, 400 bucks on Uber Eats when I was working with him a lot. And then he never, like, he would always be like, oh, can you just tack on another thing? And it was never like a one for one. And then it was the first time where I'm like, but he's like, you're spending like 40 bucks a day on Uber Eats. Like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah. I've been getting Dazzers as well. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? Like, is Dazzer transferring you the coin for it? And I'm like, oh, I haven't really asked. It's like, but probably at that point. So, I don't know. It's
I think
it's
the thing that scares me about that, not scares me, but it's like, so when someone is really, so like if they actually didn't realize what they were doing, they're a monster. Yeah. and if they weren't confronting the weird thing that was going on, it's like they're a bit of a shit bloke. So there's a few things at play. Jules Lund, he's been, you know, a mentor of mine over the years and a good mate. But he's one who I think is really great with this stuff. He's a gift giver, to show his appreciation on things. Not that he's given me shit. Thanks, Jules. Still owe me. No, you know, Jules, he says to me, oh, mate, I've got to get you your wedding present. It was 2 years ago. He never got me anything. I mean, he's done more for me than any present that he could give me would actually do. But he keeps on
just
bringing...
Just give him your new book. Just give him the new love, the seventh love language book, and that's all you have to say.
And
But I think part of it might be, like, I know that even with me, I'm not necessarily great at birthday gifts. Like, I can't remember the last time I've given someone a birthday gift, but because I'm just not that sort of, like, my brain isn't organized like that. However, I'll just randomly, if I find something in a store that I think is, fuck, that's really cool, I'll just buy my mate that thing versus trying to fucking work out when it's their birthday.
So, yeah, Jules said to me recently, I did some work and he said, I did like a client job for someone, a contact through him. And anyway, he said, I should send them a bottle of wine. And I immediately kind of had pushback in my own head because I was like, first of all, I was like, it was client work. You know, the exchange was there. They pay. I do great work. So, but then I was like, the only reason I haven't done it is because I was like, it doesn't feel like me doing it.
Yeah. Which, is that because he suggested it?
Probably, yeah. But I think the good thing about, maybe I didn't do it this time, but maybe it's a thought for something else. Maybe it's that mindset change. Because you're right, you need it to be really genuine. I don't want it to seem strategic in my delivery, where I don't think this girl would think that if I sent her a bottle of wine. But yeah, I definitely, it's like you don't want to, you know, networking to feel cringeworthy in any sense.
I mean, Bree's day was made a few days ago because they just, Hey Tiger just announced their collaboration they were doing with GoTo Skincare, where you can get some Hey Tiger chocolate through GoTo Skincare if you buy something or some shit like that. Anyway, a lady who Bree had met at an event sent Cyan and Bree flowers because she knew, like, in the back end that they were working hard on it and all that sort of thing, saying congratulations. And even though the flowers were in Melbourne and Bree is obviously away at the moment with me, it's like she was still completely wrapped with it. So I think that the feeling that we get when this sort of stuff happens has made me think, not just having the thought, because I think that's even, Bree and I have even caught ourselves doing that, where it's like there's been so many times where a friend's being sick or someone's just given birth or whatever, and we're like, oh, we should send flowers. And then at the moment, probably like 6 months ago, 9 out of 10, we ended, like, we finished it at the thought and saying it. Mm. But don't worry, Brie. Brie's just yelling out at me. She's already bought 3 sets of flowers since we've been away. But that was what I was going to say. In the last, like, month and a half, I think that maybe because, I think because we're removed from things and we're not able to be there for big things that are happening for people. Yeah. So when my auntie fell down, did she fall down the stairs? No, she didn't fall down the stairs. She hit her head or whatever. We could send her flowers or whatever because we couldn't sort of be there and see how she was going. Shit like that. I think it's good to do.
I mean, you want to get that right if you're riding the car. Sorry to hear about you falling down the stairs. Josh,
literally,
I hit my head.
We said in the card.
Yeah.
I said, don't have another fall while we're away, please. From Josh and Roo.
I think one other approach could even be, this is reactive to people doing stuff. The other is potentially even just, you know, people who. Because I don't think everything has to be like they've done something that's this clear exchange of their time or you know, it could even just be appreciation. I mean, it feels good. It's your ears tingle. Is it your ears tingle? When you start,
my
you
ears
tell
ring some, when I say something nice to someone. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just saying something nice to somebody.
Yeah.
I think, I think for someone like me, I kind of have to push through that, like, because I'm making it about me when I'm thinking, oh, he's going to seem like a strategy from his end, you know, like, because that think that is definitely probably
I think that might be like a bit of Australian culture as well. I think that, like, that's one thing that I've been sort of discovering too, is having been abroad a little bit, is just the little things that we do as Australians and how we, I think that we're hypercritical of others and because of that ourselves as well. And we don't want to be bullshit artists. We don't want to be perceived as being a suck up and shit like that. Mm. But I'm sort of I feel like maybe with age, maybe the closer I get to 30, the less I give a shit about that stuff and just want to do nice things for people.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty close to 30 now, mate. Shit.
Fuck. It's So is it the big 3-0 this, like, in September or no?
Yeah,
29.
Not this coming Saturday, the following.
Fuck.
It's a big weekend. I've got Saturday's my birthday and then Sunday's Father's Day.
Are you have you had any sort of, do you think you're going through a bit of like leaving your 20s crisis moments at all?
Nah. I've had a few people ask me recently how old am I, because they can't quite they can't quite pinpoint my age, and I think you get to a time of, like, I know for me it's 25. You're like, you could be 35, you could be 20. I don't know. There's this like middle ground where it goes for a while, and so, but I have had a few people ask because they haven't known recently. And starting to get a few greys. So I'm definitely leaving my 30s with... leaving my 20s with a boom.
I think I've got the grey thing happening too. I actually, like, literally when we're coming into Istanbul, going through customs today, going through, like, the passport check, and the lady was like, is this you in my photo? And then I said, they're quite serious there. And I just sort of said, oh, yes, I used to be a lot fatter. And I'm like, yeah, you talk quite slowly because English is the second language. And I sort of did, like, my hands showing that I was fat. And she thought that was very funny.
She laughed at you? Did she laugh at
you? Yeah, she basically laughed. She was, like, looking at Brie and just giving a big sort of smile and then let us through.
That's funny. I mean, but yeah, I think you I think you've aged in a good way over the last couple of years, but could be the rebrand that has made you look like just more of an adult and less like a two-year-old that you have been.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think it's the snapbacks. Maybe. I think it was the best thing you ever did, stop wearing snapbacks. I saw a guy, you know him, worked on radio. He big into snapbacks. Not Byron. Yeah. Byron looks too wearing snapbacks.
I was literally
going
to say Byron.
Nah, it's the other. It's MC. I'll say it. MC Michael Christian, who was on radio. He's like a big snapback fan. I think he's got a huge collection.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was like, I saw a photo of him. I was like, dude, he's a man, but he looks like a child wearing a snapback. It's crazy. Snapbacks make you look like a child.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was the photo. He did post a photo of him with Lego, so that probably wasn't helping too. That's what I love about MC. MC is like the full like man-child experience, which I love. Like he's just, dude, he loves basketball, loves like American culture.
He's got a shoe collection to envy, well, from what I've seen. But no diss to them as people. But I think snapbacks maybe look at doing a rebrand, guys.
I think for me specifically, it doesn't make like if I feel like if I was connected in any of the other cultures, i.e., like you know he's into NBA, all that sort of thing. I can't wear like a New York Yankees hat without like judging myself. I literally like I bought a no joke this happened. I bought a New York Yankees hat maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Nearly 5 years ago now. And when I was in New York, there was a few sort of like hustling dudes, you know, wanting our attention, being like, Yankees, like yelling out, to the point where I felt it was necessary to buy a Major League Baseball subscription and start watching the Yankees at home so that I could build up enough knowledge so I didn't feel like an absolute wanker with my New York Yankees hat.
You didn't do it though, did you?
No, I did. I literally had the subscription. The great thing with the subscription was it with Apple TV, baseball was in like super high definition. I think I was even like... Yeah, I went through a real stage of, for some reason, I paid for a cable subscription. There was this service like 4 years ago where you could pay for a cable subscription in the States and that basically allow you to access it in Australia. And it only lasted, I think it only lasted like 6 months before like all the licensing stuff, they got in heaps of trouble. But that's one of the things with being in Istanbul. We went for sort of a more well-known brand hotel, just because when I'm in a city for the first time and it's a little bit different culturally, I tend to do that for the very first part of the stay, just for a little bit of sort of familiarity. But I have been watching Bloomberg on the TV, and I was just before we started talking, I was a bit tweaked. I was thinking about like, talking all share prices and Tesla's down at the moment because Elon Musk was crying in some interview with New York Times and shit like that. And I was like, fuck, I need to buy some Tesla shares. So I'm like going on to, I registered for like one of my bankings, like shares, like investing fucking things a couple of years ago and did nothing with it. And I'm like, maybe I'll take a bit of money and put it into that. And I could see how even like all the Bitcoin shit, how people can get like wrapped up in, it's essentially gambling, right?
Oh yeah.
Like this whole share market thing.
Oh, it's full on. And because you can do it on your phone, you can just quickly look at it. What's happening? Can I buy some more? Oh, it's dangerous. The people like us lose because we actually have no idea. And you're seeing an interview and people talking about a share price dropping, and that's a good thing.
I just feel like I remember hearing this advice a while ago, which is like, if you are really passionate about a specific bit of technology, rather than buying the technology, buy shares in the company that makes that technology. So there's all those cases where it's like, if you used the money that it costs to buy an iPod, instead of buying an iPod, you bought Apple shares, you'd basically own a yacht or something now. It's like that sort of numbers. But yeah. It's too fucking... It's. I think maybe I need some more disposable income before I even start thinking, or even just get over this trip first before I start dabbling in glorified gambling.
Yeah, don't. Do not start. Otherwise,
you wanted to close a loop about the hard drive.
Oh yeah,
okay. Issue with your hard drive.
We'll finish that. So I said that we got a new hard drive, Lacey, good quality, rugged hard drive. They're the orange ones. If anyone dabbles in hard drive, external hard drives.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a new. It was brand new. I got it, reformatted it, as you do, and it had 380 megabytes of space. It was a one terabyte drive. I thought it was fucked. Showed a few other people. They said it was fucked.
And you actually tried to format it within Disk Utility on the Mac as well. Like you doing that.
I did that. And then I spoke to Lawrence in the office and I said, dude, get this. Told him the story. He's like, oh no, you did what I did. He said, I had the exact same problem with the exact same drive. He said,
can I actually guess what you've done?
Yeah.
Did you maybe not select the main drive and you selected the sub folder within it and then you formatted that?
No, he reckons that, and he said, because I went and got a new one, you need to actually set the drive up within the... So as soon as you plug it in, there's like the setup file. And he's like, you deleted the setup file within the drive, which then makes it not recognize how much space it's got. So it's some dumb...
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a dumb thing that the Lacey drives have. And if anyone wants to open the loop and close it again because we're wrong, but he reckons that... So he got a new drive and then did it. Followed the setup process through the Lacey drive and then it showed the full amount of space. So it's because
have you done that on your one now?
No, I gave it back.
Okay.
And I didn't have it because it was a client drive.
Ah, that's right.
So I mean, they replace them straight away if you take them back. But I think it's a fault that shouldn't be the case because every other Lacey drive I've had, the classic formatting of the drive is fine.
Yeah,
and so
I'm glad that we've been able to close that loop.
The technology
One interesting thing. Rather than word of the day, I'll just give you an interesting fact of the day.
Fuck, I thought it was going to be sound of the day.
No, we could do that. Guess we could do a bit of secret sound. No, in Istanbul, it turns out that it's been a clusterfuck for us organizing because we are doing the hot air ballooning over Cappadocia or whatever, however the fuck you say.
Can you work out how to say that? Because I think Cappadocia sounds better.
I think it is Cappadocia. I think you're right.
Because you're almost sounding like you're saying Capricciosa.
Yeah, Breeze nodding. Yeah, it's Cappadocia.
Cappadocia.
Anyway, so we it was a struggle for us to get the tour. So basically in Istanbul, there's a flight you can get to this place which has got like where it's like the iconic shot of all these hot air balloons in the morning and shit like that. But it turns out that tomorrow for the next 4 days, so we're in Turkey for 7 days, tomorrow for 4 days, it's like one of the biggest religious holidays for the year, which is like, it's called the Festival of Sacrifice, where basically people will go with their families and they buy a cow or a goat and they fucking all gather around and I think I'm going to butcher this, or they actually do, pun intended. They slit its throat and then they like fucking eat it and they give... it's all about like giving money to the poor and all that sort of thing. But so that would be interesting. From what I've read about it, it's sort of rural sort of areas and stuff like that. So we might not see anything. But there is... a lot of stuff's closed, or like things are going to be really busy at like mosques and stuff like that. So,
can you do a little edit? Can you film some stuff or something of that? Because not many people in their lifetime will ever go to Cappadocia. I want to see a little, just some little vision or something.
Yeah, I'll film something. Yeah, either film something or just send you a link to a YouTube video
of a YouTuber that I haven't made.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Hi, the Daily Talk Show. com. We did have an email from, I never know how to say it. I think it's She, X-I-E. She listens to Shui. Fuck. Anyway, they listened to the podcast and were, they're like learning English and they've been using the Daily Talk Show as a way to get better at their English. And they were asking if we had a script from the from each episode, which we don't. But I thought that was cool. Is it funny to think that someone would potentially have our accent from listening to our show and just saying fuck a lot?
Well, didn't who sent an email through? Was it Tony? No.
Oh yeah, Samantha. We got one from Tone as well. So we spoke about Samantha's one as well. But yeah, we got one from Tone congratulating us on the episode 150. We've been, you know what? Before we start sending fucking flowers to people, we should just get on top of our fucking email. That could be one thing. But hi at thedailytalkshow.com. We're trying to work out a way of incorporating it more, but we'll get there eventually. And thoughts to Michelle too. We were always going back and forth with her on email, and she said she had some people pass away in the family, so she's going to have to play catch up on the Daily Talk Show. But thinking of you, Michelle, it's the Daily Talk Show. I'm off to bed. You're off to work, TJ.
Correct.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
See you guys.
Catch you guys.